Before we begin tonight, just a quick heads up, in the next week or two, our live show is coming up.
That's right, October 8th, the big penultimate set of episodes before our big finale on November 19th.
And if you love our show, don't forget to vote for us on iTunes, keyword GBG and me, Bullwinkle. Also, they should check out gbgpresentspod.com, where it has a lot of information on all of that too, including...
like how to stream episodes, how to download past episodes, subscribe to iTunes, and more. Did we forget anything?
Where we left our keys... my key or someone's key.
Hi folks. You're listening to the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Tonight's episode was recorded on August 20th, 2016, as the middle part of The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky Live from the 2015 Eisner Award-winning Pat Crack Comics in Hilliard, Ohio.
Here it is, this week's super-duper episode of the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
A thunder of jets in an open sky, a streak of gray and a cheerful...
Hi, everybody!
Hi, Rocky!
A loop, a whirl, a vertical climb, and once again, you know it's time for... the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle. Starring that lovable moose, Bullwinkle. Along with a host of others. Previously, a celebrity cameoed and informed our plucky pal Rocky tons of info about Upsidazium. He also let it slip that they have new mortal enemies. Rocky and Bullwinkle have enemies? Say it isn't so! So what would Bullwinkle say about that? Speaking of the moose, if we pull out a map here, a few states north and to the east, up a bit more, just a smidge, and there we go. Bullwinkle began a plan to win back his friend Rocky.
Oh, woe is me! It is all my fault!
All right, I'll bite. What do you mean?
Oh, everything. You know, I'm not the sharpest piece of cake in the shed.
No.
You know, I'm a few frogs short of a tree farm.
Yep.
A few cents short of a yen!
I get it. So what if you are those things you said?
Well, led us to this predicament.
Not necessarily true. If Rocky was a good friend, he would have communicated his troubles to you from the start.
You know, I wonder. But do you have the goggles up there?
Are you making fun of my glasses?
Well, no, you just don't make fun of someone with glasses. Wouldn't want to make a spectacle out of them, no.
Then what on earth do
you know, the goggles, where you search for stuff.
You mean the Googles.
Oh, yeah.
As in Google, you said goggles.
Not sure why I said that, because the goggles, it means nothing. Look, do me a favor and do a quick look-see for who decides on who adds things to the scientific dinner table.
I assume you mean the periodic table.
If that's the brand of table, I'll take your word for it.
Good lord. Okay, I can do that. But they have horrible reception in here.
Don't tell the bride. They spent a lot of money, you know.
Indeed. So as Bullwinkle missed out that I was talking about Wi-Fi signal, not a wedding party, I quickly called for the aid of my assistant by texting him. Rodney?
Oh boy, yes sir, Mr. Narrator, sir.
Did you get my text?
I sure did. Here you go.
What the bloody blue blazes is this? This is next month's script. I texted you for last week's.
Oh, sorry, sir. Here you go.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Ah, yes. Upon looking at the script for the last few episodes, realizing perhaps it is time to fire Rodney. Rodney, the drama queen, I relate to Bullwinkle this! Apparently, you need to get to the something called the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry, also known as the IUPAC.
IUPAC what now?
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Pete's packing too? What have you got in there?
I have a terrible job.
I mean, does he have a cucumber or is Pete just happy to see me?
Excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Oh boy, did you know Pete?
I'm sorry, no, but...
it'll be good because he has quite a pickle.
After a line like that, I figure I am correct, but just in case, I just wanted to ask, are you Bullwinkle?
Oh, I think so.
Oh, good. My daughter is a huge fan of yours.
Of me? Are you sure? How does she even know about me? About our show? I mean, we've been off the air, forever.
Well, Hulu.
Don't mind if I do. Do, do, do. Do, 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 do.
And like so, Bullwinkle did the hula and regaled her his tale. Feeling sympathetic to her daughter's hero, she quickly sprung into action, getting Bullwinkle a ticket to North Carolina, the home of the IUPAC. How convenient!
Oh, yes, it is. Gotta keep the show moving, you know.
Too convenient! As Bullwinkle boards the plane for North Carolina, what of Rocky and those baddies, Boris Badenoff and Natasha Fatale? Find out next time in the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle called Rocky and the Bandits Boris and Natasha, or Death Proof.
That was this week's unauthorized episode. Just a reminder that if you would like to download more past episodes, find out how to subscribe on iTunes, and more, please go to our website at gbgpodcast.com and click on the big letters that say Rocky and Bullwinkle. Just a little note that this podcast updates right here every Tuesday and is produced by D4K Studios as part of the GBG Presents podcast series. Did you enjoy the show? Maybe not enjoy it? Perhaps have a question or thought? Not sure who to talk to because your therapist ain't doing the trick? Well, email us at rockyandbullwinkleshow@gmail.com.
And don't forget about the legal mumbo-jumbo.
Tonight's show features characters like Rocky, Bullwinkle, Boris, Natasha, Captain Peach Fuzz, and more, who are characters created by J. Ward Productions and are owned by DreamWorks and NBC Universal. Please don't sue us. We do this out of love of these characters.
Yeah, but it don't matter to them, though.
Yeah, I know. But on behalf of the cast and crew of this episode, which you can find on our show notes, I'm JT Shea of the Drawing the Wrong Conclusions podcast and Nightgig Studios. You can visit us online at nightgig.com or check out our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/nightgig. Good night, folks.